Hello, I'm Haley Reminar with a look at your local news. In the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, many people may be wondering how to be prepared for emergency situations. The Abilene-Taylor County Public Health District is offering emergency preparedness kits with information about what to do in a crisis event. Taylor County epidemiologist Mark Lukey joins me in the studio to talk about the kits. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Taylor County may not be in the path of most hurricanes, but why do you think it's important for people here to be prepared for emergencies?
Well, it's always good to be prepared for emergencies, but Taylor County is at high risk for tornadoes or floods. This is actually a flood-prone area, and I think it's important that people make sure that they're prepared for an event such as that and make sure that they have supplies on hand in order to shelter in place or evacuate if necessary in case we have a disaster event in Taylor County.
And why is this a flood-prone area?
A lot of it has to do with the city infrastructure and the fact that we have three large creeks running through Abilene. So, if you live here, you can tell whenever it rains for a day or so, there's several areas that'll flood pretty bad. So you want to make sure that if the roads become impassable, that you can shelter in place at home and make sure that you have supplies and make sure you're not getting out there if you can't evacuate in time. You want to make sure that you're safe in your home.
Right. So what are the most important things people can do to prepare for a disaster?
Well, first you want to make sure that you have a plan in place. It also helps if you build a kit, whether that's a grab-and-go kit if you're evacuating or just keeping supplies on hand at home so you can shelter in place. Whenever you're planning to evacuate, it's good to have a checklist. When you saw the news with Hurricane Harvey, you saw a lot of people leaving with just the clothes on their back. So it'd be helpful if you just had, say, a duffel bag or something like that ready to go. Also, when you're thinking about making an evacuation plan or planning for a grab-and-go kit for evacuation, you might want to include some special planning such as your pets, elderly, people that have chronic diseases that need medication. You might want to have a small stockpile on hand just so that they'll be okay for that short amount of time.
Right. So for you personally, what do you keep on hand for your preparedness kit?
Well, at home, I always make sure that I keep at least a week's worth of water available. And I like to make sure that I also have about a week's worth of non-perishable food items for at least two people on hand. And additionally, I like to make sure I have candles, flashlights, batteries, and, of course, pet food. just to make sure that...
What kind of pet do you have?
Oh, I have cats. but I want to make sure that in case there is an emergency and I can't evacuate in time, like say there's a flood here, I want to make sure that I can at least stay shelter in place until the situation becomes safe or I can be rescued. I want to make sure that I have those supplies on hand and ready to go so that way I'm not getting myself in harm's way if the roads become impassable.
Right. So what resources does the Taylor County Public Health District offering and how can people get those?
Okay. We're currently offering emergency preparedness kits at the Abilene Taylor County Public Health District. And included in those kits, we have a fun little coloring book for kids to kind of help get them involved. Because a lot of times kids don't find this as important as we do. But it also includes things like wallet cards in case your children are separated from you. You can make these laminated little cards that you can stick in their pocket. It has lots of checklists, lots of things for consideration whenever you're creating grab-and-go kits, whenever you're trying to make evacuation checklists. It's just a really good resource to kind of help you make an all-inclusive plan for different types of disaster scenarios.
Well, that is Mark Lukey with the Taylor County Public Health District talking about emergency preparedness. For KECU in Abilene, I'm Haley Reminar.